Welcome on back to ESPN West Palm today. As always, I am your host, Mike Rizzo, and joining me now is a special guest, Dr. Jonathan H. Shaw. He's an MD. He's got a fellowship trained orthopedic and a surgeon, and he's a hip and knee specialist through the Good Samaritan Medical Center and the Palm Beach Health Network. Dr. Shaw, how are you today, partner?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on and making the time. Now, Doc, I wanted to talk a little pickleball today because pickleball has exploded and it's popular among older adults. What are some of the common injuries you're seeing as a trained orthopedic surgeon and a hip and knee specialist with agers that are playing pickleball?
Yeah, I mean, I think the popularity in pickleball really, really has grown, especially in all communities around the country. And so, you know, I joke, it's probably the sport that's brought orthopedic surgeons some of the most business over the last 10 years. But in reality, I mean, it's a great activity for people of all ages, but particularly older people to really get a cardiovascular, you know, workout in. And I think that's kind of why it's exploded. But, you know, there do come injuries when someone basically isn't as active as they usually are, and then they find a love for a sport that has pretty high activity involved, and that can start some injuries that we see a lot in orthopedics. Some of the most common are just aggravation of someone's arthritis. In fact, you know, doing some of these high energy activities, you can kind of aggravate your arthritis, which is a dull pain in your knee or your hip, causes swelling in the joint, but then gets better if you rest it. And so it's not that they shouldn't be doing pickleball. It just means that, you know, there are some things they got to do in order to help aid their newfound in the sport.
Now, Dr. Shaw, you mentioned rest is important, but is there anything else that, you know, older agers can do to prevent them from getting injured in pickleball?
Yeah, the biggest thing they can do is you can't go from not doing the activity straight into doing the activity. You got to be doing, just like any athlete, you got to be doing stretches before you do the activity itself. And so, you know, if you don't understand some of the stretches they do, then either a physical therapist or someone maybe at their community gym can teach them some of these hip and knee stretches so that they can do them before and after the activity just to kind of loosen up those joints before they go and play the activity.
Dr. Jonathan H. Shaw, who is a fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon and a hip and knee specialist through the Good Samaritan Medical Center and the Palm Beach Health Network, is our guest today on ESPN West Palm today. Doc, how can, or rather, what are the treatment options available at the Good Samaritan Medical Center? Because you mentioned you're seeing a lot of older people with injuries from pickleball specifically and related to pickleball. What are some of the treatments available over at Good Samaritan?
Yeah, I think the hospital has done a pretty great job over especially the last few years, in which they've really collected a lot of subspecialty orthopedic surgeons or, you know, sports medicine doctors, in the sense that, you know, if you're going to get injured and you get an injury to your ankle, you actually at this hospital get to see someone who's subspecialized in foot and ankle surgery or foot and ankle specialty. And so, you know, they have now a very broad spectrum of people, and it's gotten from being a kind of a generalized orthopedic hospital to being a very renowned kind of subspecialized orthopedic hospital.
And then, Doctor, what are some warning signs that older adults should look out for that indicate they might be pushing themselves a little too hard toward in a specific sport?
Yeah, I get that question actually a lot in clinic. And one of the things I always tell my patients is, if you're doing an activity and it causes pain every single time you do that activity, and you're out for a day or a couple of days because you've done it, then you need to see a specialist just so that they can figure out why that's happening. Now, you know, someone who has bad end stage arthritis, and sometimes these high impact activities are just going to aggravate their arthritis every time. But then we have a conversation on what other activities they can do that's a little healthier on their joints that allow them to still stay active, because being active at that age is one of the most important things people can do.
Dr. Jonathan H. Shaw, who is a fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon and a hip and knee specialist through the Good Samaritan Medical Center and the Palm Beach Health Network, is our guest on ESPN West Palm today. Now, you mentioned a couple of other alternative exercises that maybe older people could use rather than playing pickleball. Doc, is there anything that maybe you've requested a patient to do rather than play pickleball, if it be the bike, if it be maybe a treadmill? What's something that maybe you would request to someone who can't necessarily play pickleball anymore?
Yeah, I think living in Florida, one of the greatest things someone can do with really bad hip and knee pain is aquatic type activities. So going in and swimming, going in and doing aerobics in the water and stuff, because what happens is that basically cancels out the gravity you feel from doing those activities, and it really helps kind of keep that joint healthy and happy. And again, it's a very good workout. Cycling is a very good thing to do. You know, again, it's very light. It's lighter on your joints than, say, you know, pickleball or running or constantly walking. But one thing people should understand is that they shouldn't just do one activity, you know, 7 days a week. They have to be able to do, you know, when marathon runners are training for something, they're not running 7 days a week. They're running 3 days a week, and then they're doing what, you know, cross training in between. So older individuals who want to remain active, it's not about going in and doing one activity throughout your week and enjoying your life. It's about, you know, kind of doing a combination of things.
Dr. Shaw, what's been the most common injury you've been seeing lately here in South Florida at Good Samaritan Medical Center?
Well, I mean, I do take a lot of, you know, trauma call, and in a aging population, bone health is really important. So, you know, when people get up in age, you know, they can get diseases like osteoporosis, and those can go untold for a really long time. So it's really important for them to follow up with their primary care doctor to really get proper screening for bone health, because once you get osteoporosis, if you fall, you can fracture and actually break your bone pretty easily just because of the quality of bone. And so bone health is something that I've been advocating a lot for in orthopedics, and I think we as orthopedic surgeons should really advocate for something like that, because those can be really bad injuries.
Yeah, and doctor, I'm assuming sometimes too patients can be pretty stubborn when it comes to this stuff too, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, no one wants to take their day off to go see a doctor, and I understand that they have things to do. But in reality, as you know, as we age, it's very important to do what's called surveillance medicine, just to make sure something serious doesn't begin to happen. And so that's something people should really be aware of.
Dr. Jonathan H. Shaw, who is a fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon, a hip and knee specialist as well through the Good Samaritan Medical Center and the Palm Beach Health Network, is our guest on ESPN West Palm today. Folks, you can go to palmbeachhealthnetwork.com/locations to find a location near you. Dr. Shaw is in the Good Samaritan Medical Center located Palm Beach, North Flagler Drive in West Palm Beach. So 561-655-5511. That is the number to call as well. And as I said, go to the website palmbeachhealthnetwork.com/locations to find a location near you. Now, I got pretty excited when the good doctor told me he was a Detroit man, because being a Midwestern fan myself, I could give credit where it's due to the Detroit Tigers this year, who look like they might be on their way to winning their first American League Central title and God knows how long. But Doc, how impressed have you been with your Tigers this year? They're having a great year. Scooball's been pitching well. The lineups are really starting to come around. Young players Kerry Carpenter, Torkelson is starting to hit the ball too for the first time in, you know, his career as well. How excited are you for your Detroit Tigers this year?
Yeah, I think that the Tigers have been playing absolute lights out this year, and they kind of threw Detroit with a surprise last year because they're so young. We were at a building kind of phase. And then they just kind of lit it up last year. Being young again, you know, the expectations weren't, you know, as high. But now I think, I went to opening day. You know, the vibe is back. You know, we used to have the best starting lineup in the country with, you know, Verlander and Scherzer and, you know, Porcello, and now we've got one of the best pitchers, you know, probably in the MLB right now, and he's doing great.
And he went 9-inning complete game shutout, 13 strikeouts versus my Guardians. I still haven't forgiven you guys for that one, partner. Good news is, took 3 out of 4 in a 4-game series, but everyone seems to forget that when, you know, you throw for 13 strikeouts, you go 9 innings, and you sit everyone down the entire afternoon. But, Doc, I really think it's an exciting team. And to be honest, I'm happy for Detroit. I know they're a rival within the division for me personally, but I remember that 2019 season that you guys had to go through where I think you lost a record amount of games for the organization. It's never good to see a rival down in the dumps like that. I like when, you know, both teams are playing well in a high level. Like, for instance, this year, Guards are in the playoffs and the wild card. Tigers are leading the division. I think it's going to make for some fun drama at the end of the season and possibly into the playoffs again.
Yeah, we can always say we feel pretty bad for those White Sox, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, hang on. The Rockies are outdoing them right now, though, Doc, believe it or not. Yeah. They have 10 wins. 10 wins at this point. They had 9 wins. They had 9 wins going into the series against the Marlins, and now 10 wins. I mean, we could all agree that the White Sox are bad indeed.
Hard for the fan base.
Yes, totally.
Shout out to Chicago.
Absolutely. Great city, by the way. And I know you've probably been there too, Doc. But they got, you know, I always say that's a Cubs town, but that's me trolling the fellow White Sox fan. But regardless, folks, Dr. Jonathan H. Shaw, who is a fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon and a hip and knee specialist through the Good Samaritan Medical Center and the Palm Beach Health Network, is our guest on ESPN West Palm today. Good Detroit man, Midwestern man. Now, I wanted to ask a little bit about the Pistons. Did you pay attention to the playoff run? J.B. Bickerstaff, their new head coach, I thought did a really good job with that team this year. And they gave the Knicks 6 good games. Every game was close that they played New York in that first round.
Yeah, but I mean, the Knicks were light out. I mean, once you get to the final parts of the game, they just couldn't miss. But the Pistons, we've had a long road up until now trying to get the organization proper, right? And so I think the coach is doing really well. I think the players are responding to that, and hopefully we can bring some more championship ball to the Pistons, because that's the culture in there, you know, and now Pistons are downtown Detroit, which they brought down where the Red Wings are playing. And so the city's kind of vibing because now we got the Lions going, we got the Tigers going. It's a good sports town right now.
And speaking about the Lions, Ragnow, good offensive lineman for Detroit, decided to retire. Lost a couple of coaches, obviously Ben Johnson going to the Bears, Aaron Glenn going to the Jets. Are the expectations still set high there, partner, for the Lions?
I think so. I think Campbell can turn anything into a fine wine. That's what I like to say, you know. And so, you know, just put your trust in Campbell, and we'll be a playoff team.
And then lastly here, Doc, I saw you went to Wayne State, but you're from Michigan. I gotta ask it. Are you a Wolverine fan? Are you a Spartan fan? I'm kind of asking this with one eye open, afraid to hear the result, because I myself went to the Ohio State University.
Yeah, you know, I mean, my mom went to University of Michigan, so we've always kind of grown up there. Nice. But we grew up in Lansing, so it's tough.
You can't choose. Okay. All right. So you're kind of the guy who sits on the fence. Now, I heard they don't like that up there, Doc.
I mean,
they don't like when you sit on the fence.
Listen, the one thing we Michiganders can all agree on is that the state down south is the enemy.
Yeah, okay. Fair play to you, Dr. Shaw. Fair play to you. Doc, once again, thanks so much for joining us. I want to say again to palmbeachhealthnetwork.com/locations to find a location near you. That is Good Samaritan Medical Center. Dr. Shaw is out of the Flagler Drive location in West Palm Beach. Phone number 561-655-5511. And once again, Dr. Jonathan H. Shaw, a fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon and a hip and knee specialist through the Good Samaritan Medical Center and the Palm Beach Health Network, is our guest on ESPN West Palm today. Doc, thanks so much, partner, my fellow Midwesterner. Looking forward to catching up with you later on, okay?
Absolutely. And shout out to Palm Beach Orthopedic Institute. That's the practice I'm part of. We're subspecialized in everything. So
okay.
I appreciate you having me on here.
Yep. Thanks, Doc.